You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, this is scary and I don't like it. And I don't like Halloween.
It's Halloween. Happy birthday, Mike.
Wow, that's awful.
Fun.
Yeah. Yeah, that song's the equivalent of watching Pistons Pacers last night. More on that later, or less. Let's get into rivalry week, shall we? Day number two. And I want to ask a question. Who needs, not who wants, who needs this game more? Michigan or Michigan State? For Michigan State, it's year zero of a rebuild. All jokes aside, Captain Hotel Room tore this program apart. Jonathan Smith has 62 new players. You're breaking in a new quarterback, a new culture, new offensive, defensive systems. The fan base is downtrodden after two disgraceful seasons and then a coach getting fired in disgrace. A win over your rival in year one instills confidence. It's also fun. You want to beat the human filth down the road. You just do. And frankly, the Iowa game, Rico, a win over Michigan would give it credibility. That, hey, maybe we turn the corner a little bit. Maybe we're going to be okay. We can get to 6-7 wins. And hey, decent year one.
It's like the Iowa games in the past.
Yes. For Michigan, it's different. For Michigan, I think you're staring down a lot. And I don't want people to get upset. And if you think I'm wrong, say it. A, I think if you lose to State, you're going 5-7. That's an embarrassment. I think if you lose to State, you have the potential of players making business decisions. And I think if you lose to State as first-year head coach Sherrone Moore, when there's already an irrational heat around you from the fan base, not saying from the administration, Rico, I'm saying the fans, you're staring a complete disaster in the face. Is that fair?
Yeah.
So who needs it more?
I will throw this in as well, Mike. If you lose to Michigan State, you may have somewhat of a fractured locker room because now you have so many different quarterbacks that you've thrown out there. I'm team this guy. No, we should play this guy. No, we should play this guy. Or do we just go? Because if you lose to State, you got four games left. You're going to the freshman for the final four games because you have nothing to lose if you're Michigan. You got nothing to lose at that point.
Everything I've heard is it won't be Jaden Davis. I will defer to you as the man about town. No, I have just heard that that is not on the table.
Right, but
I've heard that that is kind of an agreement. That's something I've heard.
He can't lose his eligibility. It's the final four games.
He can go out there and get killed.
Fair.
Just because you don't, he could be eligible. Might be in a wheelchair.
They got a great offensive line.
No, they don't.
They can protect.
Who needs the game more? Both sides. Talk to me on this. And I know it's a weird year. Neither team is, quote, that good. And it's a rivalry where when State is good, they win. When State is bad, they lose. It's formful. Go look at the history of the rivalry. How many wins over good MSU teams does Michigan have? The answer is probably zero. Go look. And when State's bad and you're good, generally speaking, all right, was State bad in 95? Yeah, but you were also what, a three-four loss team with Moeller, right? Or was that Lloyd's first year?
That was Lloyd. That was Lloyd and Saban's first year.
Okay, but generally speaking, it's very rare for both teams to just be. Eh.
That would be what was it 2009, the overtime game.
Larry Caper. Oh, Tater Tot.
Yeah.
Larry Caper. Yeah,
that's both teams were bad. But no, you're right. I mean. 2021 was probably the closest Michigan came to beating a good state team, but they didn't. I think, to your question, I still think Michigan has enough of the hangover of the national title that this game probably means more for MSU because of how you played against Iowa.
You just used the game. A naughty word.
What?
You used means. Means and needs are two different things. Gotcha. Who needs it more? See, I think it's a fascinating question. This may end up with me and you just talking to each other.
Okay.
I don't know if people want to even get involved. Well, in this.
Let's go.
No, it's good though.
I
feel like if you're Sharon Moore, you know, this is like Oppo Bogo.
You're right. You do need this.
You know, you're losing to Ohio State.
Jonathan Smith knows it's year one. And as bad as Aiden Childs is, he's your guy for the next few years. You don't need this. You want to go out there and you want to win the game, but you don't need it. If you lose, nobody's going to be trying to burn down your house. You're right. Sharon Moore loses this game. Michigan fans have already opted out of the game. Michigan fans are already telling you that this season doesn't mean anything.
And there's a pathway, and I'm not, believe me, I'm not overly, as the Midday Show says, chesty about this. There's a pathway for State to make a bowl even if they lose. Purdue and Rutgers.
Yeah.
They can get there. And I'm not saying they can't beat Illinois, or I'm not saying they can't beat Indiana.
And you may get Indiana minus their quarterback.
Exactly.
The Maple Missile.
But the pathway's there. If Michigan loses this game, what is their pathway? Now, Rourke will be back for Indiana by the time Michigan plays.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, guys. I know. I've never thought I'd say it in my life. I don't think you're beating Indiana. You're not beating Oregon, and you're not beating Ohio State. Well, that's 5-7, guys.
It's kind of how, at the beginning of the season, we saw the schedule. It was that four-game gauntlet for Michigan State, and we were like, you're going to go 0-4. You're going to have to buck the trend and actually win one of those games if you're Michigan in order to get there. And only one of them you're playing at home. And that's Oregon.
So this, 248-539-9797. And guys, it's open for discussion.
Need versus, right.
Means is different because then you get into the weird, well, you're not our main rival. You're our secondary. I don't care. I can't ask it to mean something to you. I don't care. I know what it means to me. You're cheating rodents. And I hope you lose every game from now until the meteor takes out my planet. I hate you. There's the meaning. You're human filth. I want to win.
But I do think that Michigan needs this more because a lot of their hardcore fans are turning on them. A lot of their hardcore fans have already given MSU the victory.
Which I don't like because I have nowhere near that level of confidence. Remember, Aiden Childs is one bad decision away from this game being taken away from us. Straight up, man. You throw a pick six in a game where the total's 40? Got news for you. Aiden's got to play clean for State to win. Well, that's been his biggest problem. It's less about Michigan and more about what we do. Do I think there's opportunities in the passing game for MSU to go out and get vertical and have guys open? Yes. Why? I think your secondary stinks, guys. Our run defense has been pretty good. And no, I don't love our secondary. Who could? Do you have here are the teams you rank next to. I want to pull this up on my cash the ticket preparatory work. Rico, do you know the teams? Michigan's averaging about 128 yards passing a game.
Mm-hmm.
This is the level of loserdom it is doing this podcast. Hold, please. One sec. Guys, I do apologize. Yeah, it is. Here, I got it. All right. So here are the teams you rank next to as far as passing the football. This is jarring. New Mexico State, Kennesaw State, UL Monroe, Air Force, and Army. Those are the only teams who average less than your 128.3 yards passing a game. So, yes. While I have confidence we'll play all right, we'll be okay, it's up to Aiden Childs. Mm-hmm. But needs, you can't go from national title to 5-7. It will be the greatest fallout in the history of the sport. The only thing close, LSU during COVID. And I think we all agree, nothing that happened that year really counts.
Correct.
You don't hear me tooting my horn about Ricky White in the Big House. It was played in front of cardboard Karsh. 248-539-9797. Now let's get David involved. David, you're a Wolverine fan. You've heard the two Sparties banter it about who needs the game more.
As I see the Michigan season already being down the drain, I think Michigan State needs this win more to solidify what Jonathan Smith is trying to do at Michigan State. Aiden Childs needs this game to solidify his position as the quarterback that's going to propel Michigan State to, you know, great seasons. So on that, because I think Michigan is already dead, Michigan State needs it more. It just gives them.
So you've cashed in the season and just,
yeah,
there's just nothing that Michigan can do. You've just said this season's a wash.
Yeah, the season's a wash. But beating Michigan,
you're
even though they're bad,
in basketball.
Because of where you all are coming from, basically being in the starting blocks all over again with your program, yeah, you need this more because it kind of add validity to what you're trying to do there.
Yeah, and again, the need, okay, things like you rubbed our nose in it last year, as you should, by the way, 49-0 in our own building. But 2 years ago, trying to run that double reverse pass and then, you know, getting your ass kicked in the tunnel. The same thing. There's a lot of pent-up anger from Spartan fans. Plus, let's face it, the report broke last year about your cheating. Who'd the Big Ten call? Us. Hey, they have your place. What do you want to do? So, yeah, but that's not need. That's want. Need is the need for State to win maybe 7 games. Greater than the need for Michigan to not go 5-7. I can't make that case.
No, if I took out my bias.
Michigan missing a bowl, yes, after winning it all. I don't care if it's through ill-begotten
That's
means.
What I'm saying. If
it's insane.
If I take away all of my anger for this Michigan season and basically giving up for the rest of the year, I'll take that away. Yes, Michigan will need this win more than Michigan State. Right, Sherrone Moore needs the victory
because
people are coming for him.
And I'm not one of them. I am very surprised, Rico, at the Sherrone Moore, the tenor of that conversation.
Are you, though? No. Not just Sherrone Moore, but it's when you look at.
No. David, you're out of hand. Seriously.
No, I think that you look at what's going on at Alabama, they're feeling the same way about their guy. Like, there's such a high standard at certain universities, one losing season, and you're ready to bail on your coach.
Oh, DeBoer's one loss away.
Right.
If they lose to Mizzou this weekend, he's going to get a brick for
his house. If Moore gets embarrassed, if Michigan State wins by double digits at the Big House.
Don't talk dirty to me.
Then I think that you're going to hope that Michigan fans are going to want him to be Bobby Williams.
I would love that. Sherrone, have you lost the team? I don't know. Unbelievable. 248-539. And I want to say factually, the caller corrected himself to the black cloud. Mm-hmm. But we couldn't let that go. Freudian slip, you decide. 248-539-9797. We'll get with your phone calls next. 97.1.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. We'll get to the calls. I will tell you, you know, it's a bit of an issue when shows can get more traction talking about effing goldfish than Michigan State. But if that's what you guys want, we'll give you Kenny's favorite desserts coming up at 4. David, what do ticket texters have to say before I go to the paltry number of calls?
From Damon, Michigan fan here, I think State needs it more because they are finding out who they are, and beating Michigan would be a good starting point. I think we already know who Michigan is right now.
No, the starting point was Iowa. Iowa's better than you. This is just about not falling on your face. If State is actually who they were last Saturday night, play a clean game and go win the damn game. And I can't tell you what they're going to do because the turnovers and Aiden play to play, I got to see it.
State needs it more because if Michigan wins, they still have tough games. State already played those games.
So he said State needs it more? Am I understanding that correctly?
That is what I read, yeah.
That doesn't make sense.
It doesn't. He means Michigan.
Okay.
Yeah, he means Michigan.
I didn't realize I was a mind reader with ticket text.
You guys are dead wrong. MSU needs it more. They have been awful for years in Michigan playing with house money after a natty.
You know, that I think I know why that's such a pervasive line of thinking in that fan base. Because they're stupid. That's a stupid thing to say. Because last year has nothing to do with now. Not making a bowl is a complete embarrassment, even heightened by the fact that you won the Natty last year. Again, it's just a dumb take. It doesn't matter about what happened last year. No one at the start of this year. We had people upset that Sparty A and Sparty B had this team 8-4. That David wasn't a real Michigan fan because he had him at 6-6. Now y'all want to come to the table and talk about how 5-7's no big deal. Guys, come on, man. You forget we're here every day. What? You've gone quiet now. What's your deal?
No, I'm just
listening. Am I wrong?
No, you're not, Mike. Washington broke their spirit. Illinois crushed them. And I don't think that they can recover from that.
Because so losing to year one Michigan State is somehow okay?
Because
that would be irate if I were a Michigan fan.
No, because the season no longer matters. You're throwing it away and you're just willing to say, you know what? Fine. Beat us. We're no good anyway.
See, but I'm not saying that.
It's the emotional hedge, not you, David.
Yeah, I don't want to lose
because
Michigan State.
David, I promise you this. All of those people texting, if Michigan wins Monday, regardless of what the Lions do, let's talk about the game. I promise you that.
Well, I can tell you that's not happening.
No, but that's, you guys are afraid to talk about the game. You don't want to talk about the game.
College on Tuesdays.
I understand, Mike.
Once again, I don't cater to stupid people. If you want to,
you
can do that.
No. You're getting very wise.
I try. It's a process. Doug, damn it. Let's go to Dean 97.1. Dino, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, how's it going, man?
Good. What's up?
So you had actually touched on a little bit after you had brought it up. There is a huge difference between want and need, and that's why Michigan's going to lose. You get a lot of the village idiots of the fan base that come on, and it's Michigan. Of course they'll beat Michigan State. But they have very no logic to back that statement. It's Michigan needs to win so that you can try to avoid to have a dumpster fire and the worst season to follow a national championship ever to take place, right? So they need that so that they don't have that. But all the arrogance and cockiness that they still have, like when you have Sharon Moore on in the morning show, I have to turn the channel because it's like listening to the Timu version of Harbaugh. Like it's just he says the same dumb things. So I actually look forward to him losing and continuing to lose and then lose to Ohio State so that we can get rid of everything and anyone that had anything to do with Harbaugh and just start over. And Michigan State, they don't need to win. They want to win. Because now in a Michigan, like if I were a State fan, I'd be like, cool, Michigan won the Natty last year. We haven't done anything in who knows how long. This win means something to Michigan State. Michigan's going to have the arrogance of, we lost, but we won the Natty last year. So knowing that nothing that happened last year has anything to do with this year, that's just the way that it goes, man. That's the way that they look at it, and that's all that's going to happen.
I don't think you're that far off base. I don't, Dean. I mean, yeah, I want to win the game badly, but I still can find a pathway to State going 6-6. Everything for me is want. The need is, I think, it is ridiculous for anyone under any situation to ever have a losing season at a place like U of M, especially with a team that features no less than 4 first-round picks.
Yeah.
MSU hasn't had 4 first-round picks in 5 years. You have 4 on this team.
No, that's Mike. That is the big head scratcher. It kind of reminds me of, like I said, when Juwan had the lottery picks, but they couldn't win basketball games. Like, how do you have NBA lottery picks and you can't win? And the same, but you have this defense. You've got three first round selections on the defense, but your defense isn't that great. It's good. Don't get me wrong, but it's not what I thought it would be with that many first rounders out there.
Wink Martindale. Let's go to Sam 97.1, and you don't know the other team's place. Sammy, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, not much. I just I kind of feel like I got the wind taken out of my sails with that last call and what you guys have said, but maybe I am wrong. Maybe I just want this, Rico, Mike. I know. I think we need this as a fandom. Like the last caller said, they won the national championship. This is our national championship. And yeah, I think that Jonathan Smith and Aiden Childs, and to prove Jonathan Smith is doing what he needs to do and get things right, yeah, he needs it. But as a fandom, me sitting here on this beautiful campus on a lovely Thursday, I need this. My friends, I need this win this weekend. I need it.
Well, yeah, you need it. Which program needs it more?
Michigan State. Sorry, I'm sitting here in my beautiful apartment here on in East Lansing, and I need it. I need this win for Michigan State on Saturday. And
yeah,
I haven't won a game since my freshman year. It was when Kanon ran for 5 touchdowns, and it's been tough. We haven't won anything since my freshman year, and it's been a tough sledding.
No, you're right, Sammy. You're right. I'm with you. I think it's. Look, there's still a pathway where I could feel like it's a successful season for Jonathan Smith. It'll never feel as good as in the years you don't beat U of M. But, Sam, the one thing I'd caution you on, and I know it doesn't make it any easier in the short term, there are plenty of rivalries in this country where teams haven't won in 7 or 8 years. Not winning in 2 is not the biggest crime in the world now, especially with Michigan having 3 of historically its best teams. Cheaters. The point is, it just, you know... Yeah, I want to win the game. But remember, there's not going to be some great reward if you win. Because the only thing the other side's going to tell you is we weren't no good anyways, which is totally legitimate. But I also, Rico, here's the problem. See, this is where I don't want to go down this road. The sport is so different now is that beating your rival doesn't matter the way it used to matter. Those big games and those huge visit weekends and the recruiting, now it's just, you know, still all about where's the bag, what kind of NIL are you offering. I don't even know. Here's my big concern. I don't know that 62 players on Michigan State's team even know a damn thing about this rivalry. MSU's advantage has always come from the fact they recruited guys that had a chip on the shoulder, Midwest-centric guys, Ohio, Illinois, Indiana, state of Michigan, maybe a little Pennsylvania, and it mattered. The game hits different.
You still have some people from the state of Michigan and the Midwest, and you still have some people who was on the team last year who witnessed the embarrassment that was that game. So you got your assistant coaches who I think can instill to Jonathan Smith,
Courtney Hawkins,
staff. Yeah.
Demetrius Martin.
Yeah. Hey,
got a couple guys.
Guys, this is what this means. Okay. Don't ever take this for granted. You know, don't ever go easy on them because they will never go easy on you.
We'll get with the callers. Okay. I know I want the game. I think Michigan fans should want the game. How could you tolerate losing to a not a good state team and you're on your way to 5-7?
No.
Are you kidding me?
I think you put it best, though, but it's the need. If state loses, there's still a pathway there. There's still 2 winnable games, 2.5, because you got to see what's going on with Indiana, with their backup and with Rourke be back in time. But Michigan, you still haven't played Oregon or Ohio State.
And Indiana,
and
they will
be
have
back
their quarterback
by then.
Yes.
Yeah. And those games, 2 of the 3 are on the road. I mean, you got Northwestern.
So. Notice David doesn't even want to talk to us.
Man. And Kenny is just laughing.
He has been laughing in here, yes.
But he hasn't answered the question. We'll get Kenny's answer next. We'll go to the SEC next. We'll let Kenny weigh in. Who needs it more? Can't wait for his
Kenny Feinbaum.
All right, straight to the people. We'll get to the NFL as well. If you want to hear about our Jared Goff MVP discussion, Odyssey.com. Rewind. And the update on the JMO thing is simple. The suspension is actually happening. So, again, it's nothing we didn't talk about earlier in the week. With that, we go to Trevor, 97.1. What's up, Trev? How you doing, buddy?
Hey, boom bye, fellas.
What's going on, T? How are you?
Good. So 2 quick things, then I'll answer the question. First is, you guys, I just got to say, are the best in the business, hands down. Mike, I've been listening to you since like 2011. Love you like a brother. Guys, keep working hard. You're incredible.
Appreciate it, brother. Thank you so much.
No problem. The second would be, this is, so it's one thing we keep saying. We keep saying this is the worst national title offense. Can I interest you in 2011 Gene Chizik? Correct me if I'm wrong, but Auburn went 3-9 that season?
Let me double check, but you might have me on that one. I thought it was 2020 LSU, but you might be right. Gene Chizik.
Good pull.
Hold on one second. I'll get it done while you go to your main point. I got you covered.
Yeah. No, that might be the worst head coaching job ever. But my main point to you guys is, I think we're in agreement. I think State fans want this one bad. We've been battered down. We've been beaten. We want this. We smell blood in the water. We want it. But there's no question, I think Michigan needs this one to kind of save the season. State fans, well, no matter what happens, kind of we'll be able to say, okay, 6-6, there's a future. As you guys know, college football is about vibes and momentum year to year.
Mm-hmm.
If Michigan falls this far from grace and doesn't like bounce back next year, that is, it's very tough. You're going to have to hit the reset button on the program. And so to lose all that momentum coming off the Natty, it's kind of a needed spot for Michigan to say, hey, pull out the little brother card at the end of the game. Hey, we may be bad, but we still own you. Versus State fans, we win this game, we're going to jam it down their throat, but it's more of a want versus a need for MSU.
All right, I pulled it up too. Here we go. 2010, Auburn goes 14-0, Trev. The next year, they go 8-5. The year you're thinking about is 2 years removed, 3-9, and Chizik fired. So I still got a shot. It's 2000. I think the only time a defending national champion has finished the year unranked, isn't it 2020 LSU?
Yeah, I think so.
And that was COVID. Yeah, next year too with year one. But that's a good poll, yeah. Thanks for correcting me on that. You guys have a good one.
Trev, it's all fun. I mean, yeah, for a second I go, oh, Trev may have found an Easter egg. Now, before we continue, can we go to our very own Paul Feinbaum? Kenny Cott, thank you for taking time to comment on our pillow fight. We do appreciate it. But which program needs the game more?
I think MSU needs it more. You got Jonathan Smith. You need to establish your culture. And then, by the way, I've had these Michigan calls yesterday.
Yeah.
Just all talking about, man, we want a natty. It doesn't matter what happens this year. I think that's, for me, the dagger of saying MSU is because I don't think Michigan fans care. I think, let's say MSU wins. What is Michigan fan going to say? Eh, we want a natty. That's okay. On to basketball season. That's what will happen. I've been saying it.
And that's their prerogative. I think the problem is the only people who validate what they did is within their own cockroach circle.
No, I completely
agree. That doesn't, I don't care.
And I've been saying it since the beginning of the season. For Michigan fans, this is a house money season. This does not matter.
Yeah, but hold on.
Am I wrong, David?
You're wrong. If you go 5-7, that's not house money.
No, I agree with that.
Going 9-3 and missing the playoff, house money. But going 5-7 and losing to year one MSU,
yeah,
that's not house money.
No, it's not house money.
You're in Cousin Eddie's backyard digging up jars, $18 at a time. You're Clark Griswold.
Ask the fan base, though. They'll tell you. Ask the cockroaches of which you speak.
Dude, that's right here. Exactly. Right here.
Exactly.
I'm just making
a point. Why is David throwing so many flags?
Because I don't need cockroaches, okay? We're not in the cockroach circle. I'm done. We're done, okay?
No, I'm just saying, like, you can stay in your little cockroach nest and talk about your little fake natty, and the rest of the world has moved on with their life on this beautiful fall Thursday. David, you're running out of penalty flags. I don't know what to say.
Well, no, because here's the thing, David.
This is great. If I keep saying that, do you keep throwing napkins all over the place?
Right. Next is just going to be, you know what? You're gone, buddy. Giving him the business.
Go ahead. Say what's wrong.
I think what hurts David is coming off of that run. Whether you find it legitimate or not, you didn't restock the cupboards. You will never have it as good as you had it. And this is what you're left with. And then you start looking towards next year, and you may start a brand new quarterback, which means you're going to go through this again next year. And who's he throwing the ball to? Who's your running backs? Like, you're void of a lot of positions that I think the blinders are coming off, and you're starting to look at the Wolverines as, wait,
can I ask
who
a question?
Are we?
So if you don't care this year, when do you care? Do you start caring next year? Or do you just wait to be good again? I mean, you can make your own rules. It's your cult. I don't know.
That is going to be the thing for Michigan fans. Because me, yes, it matters. It does. But there's so many. Kenny's right. Oh, we won this. We won that. Okay, it should matter now.
So question.
And you can't pick and choose when it matters.
So question. Are you even watching Saturday?
Oh, for sure.
No, not you.
Me. Okay, I'm sorry.
You're roaches. Are you watching? There's another napkin.
And another one.
If it doesn't matter because of what you did last year, then you're not watching, right? You most certainly wouldn't have an emotional response to a loss, right? So why watch? Do what I do with the Giants. Don't watch.
They'll watch, and they'll brag about it if they win, but if they lose...
Hold on, where's Kat? If you don't care, don't watch.
They're lying to themselves.
Well, now we've gotten to the roach part. We're all adults. We don't need to lie. I don't care if State is 0-12. I don't want to lose to Michigan at all. MSU, 10 years ago, playoff, top five finishes, Rose Bowl. Okay, you think I didn't want to win in 16 when the season was in tatters? You didn't go, well, we were good 2 years ago. That's not what we do here. That's what makes college sports beautiful.
You are correct. Now, you may quickly say, yeah, I'm so disappointed, but you're vested. You care. You want to see your team win.
And just even against the rival. You don't want to lose to the people down the street.
Right. It goes back to David and I were talking about the game, the tunnel gate or whatever.
22.
Where, Michigan was supposed to blow their doors off, but the game was close. They tried to run the trick play on the 1 yard line, and it was like, okay, this may not go the way that you think it's going to go. And you stay and you watch. Now, Michigan ended up winning that thing, but you cared. You watched. You didn't I didn't care for the results, but... You
know. I watched last year. What a blessing. The point is...
Yeah, Evan and I got to see it firsthand.
Well, that's on you. I tried to help you. 2-4.
I wanted to see the Shadows jerseys.
And they went right next to the Paul Davis silver astronaut basketball uniforms.
They're coming back.
You could have walked in, saw them, and walked right back out.
They wore black for their own funeral. All right, we'll get to the people. Got an NFL Blitz top of the hour. We got some Michigan and Michigan State to talk about. And the question is just, which program needs it more? Fans want things. Programs need things. The need is for Michigan, if you lose this game, it seems like you will end up 5-7, missing a bowl, and that will be the greatest free fall in the history of college football for a national champion. I don't think you want that. Nor do you want to lose to us annoying cockroaches. You don't want that. For Michigan State, you never want to lose to Michigan. However, you just got done with a death march of Ohio State, Oregon, and Iowa in a 3-week span. MSU won one of those games. And the tough part of the schedule is over. There's a window to getting to a bowl even with a loss. I think for State, it's more want than need. Sure, it'll help your program, but in the NIL era, what does beating your rival really do? These kids don't even care about the games. They want to know what car you're buying them and what money you're handing them. I just don't think it matters as much.
Some, not everybody, but well, you're right. No, to some, Mike, it is who's the highest bidder.
We're out here recruiting dudes who don't even have pictures. So you're right. Those guys don't care.
Hey, they get drafted in NFL as well.
Yeah, some did, but come on. Jesus. They don't grow Darquez Dennards in flower beds. No. It's a one of one. Le'Veon Cousins. I get it.
Yeah.
But, dude, we're so far removed from that. All I know is the game's changed. You were the guy who worked in recruiting. It's so different now.
Oh, it is. It is. It's now every coach holds back X amount of scholarships to hit the portal with. You don't go and load up with that class of 25 anymore. That's gone, like the dodo bird.
All right, David, what do you got? We'll go to the people.
I'm going to put my money on MSU, and if Michigan wins, I'll be happy. That is from Brian.
That's
in
the
Livonia.
Appropriate emotional hedge. That's the appropriate way to do it, Brian. What would you pay for State to lose?
Michigan fan, I can absolutely choose when it matters. This is America. We don't go by MSU law.
Okay, first of all, buddy, I got bad news for you. You're thumbing letters into a phone to a radio show. Where's your life headed? Second of all, if you didn't like what I said, let me help you. I can save you. You turn the channel. Third, here's the deal. That is the most spineless way of being a fan on the planet. Less than a year after your glory, you just opt out of a rivalry game? Not five bad years. Not your coach priming his pump in a hotel room and disgracing the whole school. No. 7 games in. Cry. God, I hope you don't raise kids. Well, I mean, that is a ridiculous thing to try to justify. Well, we decide when it matters. Then do me a favor. You also decide what to listen to. All right? Bleep off to the sun. Move along.
Michigan fans are liars. If they want to act like they don't care what happens this weekend or this year, they are lying to you.
Right. Say you don't care after a couple of down years, not 7 games. That's crazy talk. Come on, man. Like, I'm a Giants fan. We've had 9 losing seasons in 11. I have a right to say I have a hard time caring, and I still end up angry. The point is you can't opt out. I mean, I don't gatekeep fandom, but this is one where I will say, wait a second, you were never really serious about it in the first place. 7 games and you opt out of a rivalry?
7 games because you can't walk around puffing your chest out saying, look at us.
Sure you can.
We're this, we're that. It's 7 games in, and the reason why that person is sending that text is because it's not the 7 games. They're looking to the future saying, this may not get better for a while. So
what? Then you opt out down the line.
I don't want to play. I'm going to leave right now. I'm going to take the prize. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
You can't live with yourself by just saying it doesn't matter what happens on Saturday.
He does not play by our rules.
Yeah, we don't listen to Spartan law. Go back to happy hour. It's ridiculous.
It's how people cope, Mike.
Copium. Let's go to Eric, see what he's got to say. Eric, I guarantee we'll be better than that ticket text. Hello, Eric.
Hey, Mike, thanks for your time today.
Yes, sir.
I'm one of those diehard Michigan fans, but not the ones you're talking about. So all those Michigan fans listening right now, you are roaches. You're 100% right. If we lose this game, that's huge. It's a rivalry. There is 2 games that we play this year that mean a lot. Michigan State, Ohio State. Ohio State's not looking good. You can't lose this game, especially in your new coach's first year. This is way more important for Michigan. When did all of a sudden we just cash in and say rivalries don't matter because we won the national title last year? A national title that didn't feel 100% great because of the cheating allegations and everything else with the buying burgers or whatever you want to call it. These kind of things were going on. So we won a national title that doesn't 100% feel like a national title. And do you think teams like Georgia, Alabama, the teams that win, they don't go for just one. What are we? Are we Auburn? We're just going to be like, oh, yeah, we're good with one championship. No problem.
Yeah,
I don't get where these people are coming from.
Eric, I appreciate some Wolverine support on this because I'm fine if you've had a bad 5 years and you go, look, this just, I can't do this anymore. I get that. But even still, your rivalry games, you can't be like, well, I don't care. No, that's what makes college beautiful. Mm-hmm. That the rivalry.
What are they trying to do? Save their feelings? It's trying to be like, oh, well, it doesn't hurt my feelings because we won the national title last year. When we lose rivalry games, even when we sucked, it hurt. When Hoke was our coach, I didn't want to lose those games.
No.
When Harbaugh first came in, I didn't want to lose those games. It felt terrible. And if they think, oh, yeah, it's a wash, that is ridiculous. I don't know how they can even look themselves in the mirror.
I think it's a lot of obnoxious fans who talk so much trash, but when it's the other way around, they get in their feelings. And then all of a sudden, they got to go see their therapist because I don't want to talk to people and, you know, I need to opt out of this. It's like, yeah, you were the same guy who probably let everybody have it for the last 3 years. So I'm not really into that type of person.
No, it's because the foundation of this is Michigan fans pick and choose when Michigan State is our rival. They pick and choose that.
I like that.
We win. Wins. Oh, you're right. Oh, I'm so glad we beat you. But then when you beat us, or when anything's like this, and they don't want to care, they're like, whatever. Oh, we don't care. You're just Michigan State.
No, you know what you're going to hear? Oh, well, of course you won. It's your Super Bowl. This is the game that you guys prepare for all year long.
Yes.
We're busy. We're preparing for Ohio State.
Because if you ask them that same question about Ohio State, yes, we suck. Yes, we know we can't pass the ball. We can't do anything. They would not dare say they don't care about that game at the end of the year.
Does David hate his own fan base?
This is why I get called not a Michigan, because that Michigan fan base is a joke sometimes. I love the school. I love football. But the fan base, I can sometimes do without.
There's a lot going on with that fan base right now.
Yeah, but why?
They're fighting each other.
Oh, you hate to see
it. I mean, the Spartans are just sitting on the sideline like, you want some popcorn in the seat?
Right. I mean, we got a shot to win a game. Anyone want to have a good time?
Yeah. You guys want to involve us? No? Okay, you know what? Never mind. We'll sit here.
We will continue this emotional investigation in the 4 o'clock hour. So everybody sit tight. I'll get to you. I'm happy to talk to everybody. It's just a question of, what program needs it more Saturday night? Because I do think Sharon needs it, because some of you guys, you got it out for him. I don't think it's a good look to lose to a very average MSU team at best. I don't even know if they're average yet. One game against Iowa doesn't cut it for me. You know, and I'm not trying to be mean. No, I'm just saying,
you want to know, is it a start or was it just a blip on the radar screen?
There you go. 248-539-9797. All right, we'll continue the emotional exploration. 97.1.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.